Random House Audio presents Circle of Greed, the spectacular rise and fall of the lawyer who brought corporate America to its knees, by Patrick Dillon and Carl M. Cannon. This is Eric Davies. Prologue. At 7:25 a.m. on October 29, 2007, Frank Cucinotta, a 50-year-old, third-generation Italian-American, eased a jumbo white SUV passenger limousine out of the cobbled parking court of the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, a venerable 14-story Italianate property with a tradition of pampering Hollywood stars, players, movers and shakers, and anybody else who could afford to see and be seen. When the stoplight turned in Cucinotta's favor, he guided the vehicle onto Wilshire Boulevard, turned right, away from the Rodeo Drive shopping mecca, and joined the traffic already bunching east toward downtown Los Angeles, a 10-mile route he knew would require no less than an hour. On this day, on the way to a 9 a.m. appointment at the federal courthouse, riding in the rear seat and rifling and tearing pages from the Los Angeles Times, the Financial Times, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal, was attorney William S. Lerach, his exclusive employer for more than 8 years. Now 61, Lerach was known as the kneecapper of corporate America. For 3 decades, as Americans created the greatest gain of wealth in the history of the world, the vengeful, fearless, abrasive, tactically brilliant Lerach had shaken down the who's who of the Fortune 500 list. No one had been immune. Not Disney, not Drexel Burnham, not Citibank, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Credit Suisse, First Boston.